The Up North Podcast is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Yahweh said I was a better person than I knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yacoub with the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello, everyone. I'm Kirk Bangstead of the Up North Podcast and of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Thanks for joining us today.
I'm Sarah Yacoub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC.
And I'm Pat Kreitlow, co-founder of UpNorthNewsWI.com. And happy December, gang. This feels weird. It doesn't feel December-y yet. You know, especially those of you who catch our video feed where there's no snow on Lake Minocqua behind Kirk. But, you know, it's the magic
Dude, because I have a background that reminds me of the summer in Minocqua, you don't need to rip on me for
ain't
that.
Nothing wrong with that.
It makes me happier. This brings me out of my winter doldrums.
Well, look, it's not even winter yet. And again, we have no snow. I'm sure there's no chance of a brown Christmas, but it just doesn't feel like we've only got a little more than 3 weeks out from, you know, Santa's big ride out there. So it'll come soon enough. But yeah, here it is, December. For those of you who were deer hunting, we hope you were successful, either in bagging a buck or having a whole lot of fun if you didn't get one. I'm also happy to say nearly all of our Christmas cards have gone out already. We have made a significant dent in our shopping. Our tree is up. I'm hoping I can just coast, you know, the rest of the way through here. Sarah, how about you? How did Thanksgiving weekend go?
Yeah, so made some cranberry sauce, and it turned out to be a real good recipe. Dropped a bag of cranberries in with some honey and cinnamon, and then took one of those orange, blood orange sodas.
Why? Don't you have a can opener?
Boiled the water off, and it created this wonderful chutney that the kids actually ate, if you can believe it.
Wow. The can opener is a better way to go. That's my feeling on the cranberry sauce. I don't know.
I know exactly. Our family actually... Like, we wouldn't let my mom chop up the mold of the can on the sauce because it was so ghetto to, like, see the can
lines.
Mold.
Well,
we
yeah.
forced her to put it on the table.
Hey, before I forget, you know, people were doing their Black Friday shopping. We were talking last week about supporting, you know, things that are made in Wisconsin, sold in Wisconsin, Wisconsin services. And we still haven't done the Minocqua Brewing Company Holiday Gift Guide from Kirk Bangstead. And I am guessing that folks can get, Progressive Beer merchandise and Progressive Beer from a fella like you?
Oh, thanks, Pat. I appreciate it. While this podcast is not meant to hawk my own goods,
that's why I threw it at you, buddy.
It is the Christmas season or the holiday season, so you can get tons of merchandise. We got some great T-shirts on MinocquaBrewingCompany.com. And also, there's a map of all of our beer, all the retail stores that carry our beer around Wisconsin. So this is the month for us to make some money. So I appreciate that, Pat.
Okay. Yeah, because again, it is December. It doesn't feel like it. It's going to be 2022 before we know it, which means 2022 brings us a race for governor with Tony Evers running for a second term, U.S. Senate race. Ron Johnson may or may not run for a third term. As far as Congress and the legislature go, we have no idea what the districts are going to be yet because that's still held up in court. And in fact, the state Supreme Court this week on Tuesday, led by conservatives, said that, you know, when they're going to draw their maps, they're going to start with the currently gerrymandered 2011 maps as a base, which, Kirk, I'm telling you, does not reflect the will of the people, certainly doesn't reflect the will of the voters.
Yeah. So this is terrible. This is a real downer. And at the end of the day, we're going to go to break pretty soon. But the count, 80% of Wisconsinites are saying they want fair maps. And yet this Supreme Court decision allows cheating. And so what the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC is going to do is we're not going to let people in the Northwoods forget that this happened to them, even if we get bad maps. But it is shameful what happened yesterday.
More about that later in the show. When we come back, a look at another controversial issue up north, ATV trails and how conservative-led county boards are running roughshod over local town boards and voters. We'll be right back.